Welcome to the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm your host, Tara, mindset coach and manifestation expert. I'm obsessed with helping you step into your limitless potential to create the life and business of your dreams. This podcast is designed to feed your mind every week with stories, ideas, perspectives, tools, and wisdom that will completely shift how you think about yourself, your life, and what is possible for you. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so turn the volume up and the windows down. You're in for a treat. Hi, beautiful friend, and welcome to another episode of the Be Magnetic podcast. I am so excited that you decided to push play today because I have a really, really exciting topic to talk about with you. So grab your favorite cup of beverage, coffee, tea, water, I don't mind, and get comfortable because we are about to make some really crazy shifts happen. So as the title states, today I want to talk about attracting the business of your dreams, making money and signing clients. You guys, this has been a huge milestone to achieve in my personal journey of creating my life by design. And as I have shared in multiple episodes before, plus so many times on my IG, I can't even count anymore. My business journey has been the most transformational and personally challenging and exciting journey of everything. So I guess my business success is probably my greatest achievement so far, not because it's like such a mind-blowing achievement, but because the inner work, the inner development and the energy and personal evolution and transformation that went into manifesting this was above and beyond. And I've literally poured everything I possibly can into manifesting and attracting that. And I am in fact working with so many women as well who have a challenging experience with manifesting their dream business. And I know, as you know, the ambitious, free-spirited, spiritual entrepreneurs that we are, it is really important to us to attract not only a successful business, but a very aligned and business that feels really good to us and helps us make a difference in this world. It's not just the money, but you know, also the impact that we make that is really important to us. So it can be challenging, and I'm really passionate about helping you to make this a more easy and aligned journey, because you ultimately deserve all the success that you desire, and you deserve the impact and the money and everything. And I truly believe that creating your dream business doesn't have to be challenging or hard or struggling or whatever. It can be really easy and can be really, really fun. But you gotta be willing to put in a little bit of inner development and, you know, drop old ways of doing things and, yeah, change your perspective. And that's what this episode is all about. So we're gonna start with me sharing a little bit of my story, and then I'm gonna go into what I kind of did differently to attract the success that I see my business now. And I hope you can resonate with a few of those things. I know you can, because most of the people that follow me, most of the people that resonate with my energy do relate to the things that I've experienced. That's why I attract them into my life, because I can help them grow. That's why they eventually become my clients and sign for, you know, one-on-one coaching, or even my Money Business Mastermind, the Success Society, because they love the energy that I cultivate and they resonate so much with my story, and they see the value and the importance in my transformations and know that I can help them to make the same transformations and apply these lessons that I have embodied throughout my journey so that they can attract their success as well. So for me, like when I decided to start this business, I went into it from a very innocent place. So I grew up in an entrepreneur family, so I was very aware of the challenges and opportunities that entrepreneurship would bring. And I always considered this to be the path that I wanted to go. So I never really thought of me as a person who'd work a 9-to-5, not because there's something wrong with it, but just because I never really resonated with that. I wanted to have freedom of time. I wanted to have freedom of location. And I wanted to have freedom of creative expression as well. So essentially, I just wanted to have my own thing and have make an impact in a way that I believed I could make the best possible impact in this world. So that was essentially my vision. And then, the time when I started my business, so I was always really entrepreneurial. As of my personality, so I did things publish a cookbook when I was 17, 18, and then I worked as a surf instructor, and I did website design, and online marketing services as a freelancer during university, and gave personal training and things like that. But I've never really approached any of those from a perspective of, okay, this is my business. I'm serious about this. I'm going to make this really big. And, this is my main source of income now. But then when I graduated college and when I turned 25, so a little bit before I turned 25, actually, I was kind of faced with this, the necessity to make a decision as to what is going to be the main source of my income, because I'm not sure about how things are where you are, but where I'm from in Germany, when you turn 25, your expenses exponentially increase, because a lot of funding gets cut, and there's a lot of bills, extra bills that you have to pay. So you gotta become a little bit more serious about your money and, essentially find sources of income to pay these bills. And at the same time, it was I wasn't really ready yet to give up the freedom that I had before, traveling the world, doing what I love, blogging, teaching about mindset, personal development, all these things. So I was okay, what am I going to do? And I kind of hit a major quarter life crisis, and I'm definitely going to tell this story another time. But essentially, coming out of that in the end of 2020, I decided to fully commit to being self-employed and to making this business work. So that was kind of the beginning, and I thought of myself to I thought I had to do this 100%. I thought, okay, I can't focus on anything else, because if I focus on something else, I'm not going to be successful. That was kind of the mindset that I went into it with. And it was definitely a really important lesson. And there have been so many lessons on this journey of manifesting my dream business. But essentially, the first 1.5 years, I really, really struggled because of multiple different reasons, because I wasn't really clear on what I wanted to do, because I wasn't really I had bad money mindset stuff. And if you're curious about these, you can listen to the last episode. And essentially, I had a lot of things to, figure out and grow through. So I wasn't really making the money that I thought I was making, also because I may not have set my goals in alignment with the way I was able or willing to show up. So there was definitely some sort of disconnect. But even though a year later, I had increased so much and like I made quite decent money from my business, it was still not really feeling the way I always pictured it to feel. I still felt a little bit big resistance around it. I still felt very scarce, very uncertain, very insecure about it. And I just realized it didn't really work with my vision and with what I wanted to create in my life anymore. And I was also realizing, okay, I wasn't able to fully show up for my my clients because I was having all this weird energy around my business. And it was also essentially preventing me from reaching the next level, even making even more money and having even more impact, and essentially feeling the way I wanted to feel about my business. So then throughout the last year, in the beginning, so in the end of 2021 and then in the beginning of 2020 and then all through 2022, it was when my life or my business, my relationship to my business really started to shift, and what I essentially manifested in my business as well. And that's literally the things that I applied from, November 2021 to now have really been the key elements of why I was able to attract the business of my dreams and make more money and sign all these dream clients. And so what I did was that I shifted everything, the entire way I was doing business. And I shifted it in a way that felt so much more aligned with me. So I started, for example, with my offers and the way I was serving my clients. I really looked at all my offers and services and created them in a way that felt really exciting and really fun and really expansive to me. And it got really clear on my messaging as well. And who I wanted to serve, and got really unapologetic about the clients that I wanted to work with in each offer and why I wanted to work with them and what I could do for them essentially as well. And then I started to approach sales like a queen. So from a very intentional, authentic and unapologetic point of view. So I was literally selling in a way that felt so aligned and so exciting and expansive for me. And in order to sell that way, I needed to, before that, let go of all the things that I thought I needed to do, all the ways I thought in which I needed to sell or do business, all the things I thought or was taught from society or even mentors or idols as to how to be successful and how to do business and attract money and sign clients. I had to let all of that go and allow myself to completely be magnetic and to do things that felt aligned to me, no matter whether it was making sense or not, whether it was clear that it was directly leading me to my next client or growing my business or not. I just had to trust in my intuition and allow myself to do what felt aligned, and trust that by trusting my intuition and doing what felt aligned, I was able then to attract with certainty the success and abundance that I desired in my business. And that then led me, of course, to being not unapologetic and selling like a queen from a place of true abundance and in a way that felt really aligned to me. That was, for example, also the time when I then stopped, you know, hardcore selling or like DMing or these things, because it was just not feeling aligned with me. And the moment I started dropping these things and started to give myself permission to sell, but also do business from a place of integrity, that was the moment when the energy that I had around my business started to shift. Another thing, another example for this was, for example, that I stopped caring whether I should show up on all social medias or not. Like I knew that it wasn't aligned for me, and my time wasn't best invested if I'd be on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on like all these platforms. And I know that like so many say, okay, you gotta be present and you gotta be like this and this and this. I was like, it's just not working for me. Like, that's not me. Like, I don't feel abundant doing this, so I'm not doing this. And I trust that, you know, even though I'm just present on Instagram and even though I'm just having this podcast, I'm still being successful. And that's also why I waited so long to start this podcast, although I had this idea like 3 years ago, because it was just not aligned in that moment of my life and business. And I was also like kind of saying no to opportunities or projects or even to myself creating new services and offers, because I understood that, okay, my future self wouldn't do that. Like, it's not aligned with that, and it's not actually making me feel any abundant because it's coming from a place of neediness and lack. And another thing that I started implementing and changing was that I was being unapologetically confident about the transformation and or services that I was providing. So that, like, all of them, all of those advice that I give can be implemented on any kind of business you have, even if you have like a product-based business or like a brick and mortar store. You can still apply these lessons. And so what you got to do is be unapologetically confident about what you sell. And I did that, you know, through the way I was selling, but also through making my offers more exciting and feel more abundant and expansive to me, because the more aligned I felt with my offers and the more I also embodied what I taught myself, or in case of a brick and mortar store or a product-based business, the more you use your own products, the more confident you are in them actually changing people's lives. And with the more confident you can show up around telling stories and, you know, you talking about your offers from a place of, well, they actually changed my life and they'll change absolutely yours as well, the more magnetic these offers will become as well. So that's something I also implemented. And then what I also did, and that I think is often forgotten, is I consciously decided to put in the inner development. So I consciously worked through the beliefs and the emotions and the fears and the shoulds and the musts and the needs that came up for me around business. And I started to reframe them all from the place of what would my future self do if she were in my position? Is this aligned with what my future self would do, or would she do something differently in this situation? So, for example, would my future self start this project? No, okay, she wouldn't. So I'm not doing it either. Would my future self believe that she's not getting clients? Okay, no, she would probably 100% certainly expect that clients are coming her way all the time. So I'm gonna believe this too. And just like that, I started to kind of reframe the story around my business. Just pretty similar to how I started to reframe the story around my around money. And again, like, let go of all the things that didn't serve me anymore, and you know, all the things that weren't in alignment with this successful business owner version of me. And essentially as well, with all of that, I started to make my business feel really exciting and fun and expansive to me. And that not only is related to the offers, but also to what I was doing in the background. So a few months ago, I completely shifted the way I was doing things as a recovering perfectionist and someone who loves strategy and organization and productivity. I'm a productaholic, so someone who wants to be productive all the time. It was really challenging for me to drop busy work, but it was an essential part in attracting my dream business, because I knew that my future self, like the most successful version of myself, would not be spending so much time on housekeeping stuff and organization and planning and business things and like changing links and all these things. She would really, really narrow down and double in on her needle moving tasks, and she would rather only work like 4 hours a day instead of 9, and spend the rest of the time on inner development or with friends or just living life and enjoying things. So I really started to shift those things around how it was showing up inside my business. And just a few examples where, for example, that instead of rushing into a meeting, I was actually taking time to embody my future self and embody the energy that she would show up with to a call. And I started to drop all the unnecessary tasks, like the learning that I knew that I didn't even need. Like, I did so many courses on social media stuff, although I already knew all that, and like had some great strategies around social media, but I always felt like, okay, no, I need to know more. I need to do another course from like a place of, well, I'm not good enough yet. And I stopped doing these things. And I really started to put my time and energy into the things that were actually making me successful and making me feel excited and aligned. And that then started to shift a lot for myself as well. So I'm really, really curious as to whether you have lessons or shifts as well. If you made shifts that had led to a breakthrough in your business, definitely let me know. Or if you start to apply anything that I shared with you today, I would absolutely love to hear that as well. So, yeah, if you love the episode, then go screenshot it and share it to your stories on IG and tag me. It's tara.fisher. And I will definitely check out all your insights and, you know, how you make shifts in your business happen, because, yeah, I'm so excited to see what everyone else is thinking about that. And then, of course, if you love the episode, please rate and review it. And as a thank you, if you screenshot it and like your review and send it to me to hello@lavie.net, you can find the email in the show notes. Then I will send you my protection prior. That's a prior I use every single day to protect my energy from, you know, other people, things that happen in life, and kind of like protect it to be that high vibe magnetic energy. And of course, if you're interested in getting mentoring on making shifts in your business happen, on transforming your mindset and becoming magnetic to attract the business of your dreams or more money, more clients, or anything else that you deeply desire in your life, then definitely go check out my offers. You can check them out under www.lavie.net/mentoring. But again, I'll put the link in the show notes. And Then I'm sending you all my love. Thank you for tuning in. I'm forever grateful to be your mentor, to be here teaching you all that I know. And I see you, hear you next Wednesday. Bye.